and notwithstanding the former order appointed and consented unto by both parties, yet the Bishop of Winchester and his colleagues, alleging they had mistaken that their assertions and reasons should be written, and so only recited out of the book, said their book was not ready then written, but they were ready to argue and dispute, and therefore they would be for that time repeat in speech that which they had to say in the first proposition. This variation from the former order, and specially from that which themselves had by the said Archbishop in writing before required, adding there to the reason of the apostle that to contend with words is profitable to nothing but to subversion of the hearer, seemed to be Queen's Majesty somewhat strange, and yet it was permitted without any reprehension, because they excused themselves with just the order, and agreed they would not fail but put it in writing, and according to the former order, deliver it to the other party. And so the said Bishop of Winchester and his colleagues appointed Dr. Cole, Dean of Paul's, to be the utterer of their minds, who partly by speech only, and partly by reading of authorities written, and at certain times being informed by his colleagues what to say, made a declaration of their meaning and their reasons to the first proposition, which being ended, they were asked by the Privy Council if any of them had any more to be said, and they said no. So, as then the other party was licensed to show their minds, which they did according to the first order, exhibiting all that which they propound in a book written, which after a prayer and invocation made most humbly to Almighty God for the instructing of them with his Holy Spirit, and a protestation also to stand to the doctrine of the Catholic Church, built upon the scriptures and doctrine of the prophets and the apostles, was distinctly read by one Robert Horne, Bachelor in Divinity, late Dean of Durham, and the same being ended, with some likelihood, as it seemed, that the same was more allowable to the audience. Certain of the bishops began to say, contrary to their former answer, that they had now much more to say to this matter, wherein, although they might have been well reprehended for such manner of cavillation, for avoiding any more mistaking orders in this colloquy or conference, and for that they should utter all that which they had to say. It was both ordered and thus openly agreed upon of both parties in the full audience that upon the morning following the bishops should bring their minds and reasons in writing to the second assertion, and the last also if they could, and first read the same, and that done, the other party should bring likewise theirs to the same, and being read, each of them should deliver to the other the same writings.